there are some things that I will share with you tonight that will bring you to a place where you can better understand, if there's such a word, the propheticness of money coming and how it belong to you. And so let's just pray. Lift your hand with me. Father, we thank you. We welcome the Spirit of the living God. We welcome your Spirit in this place. We welcome the blood, your word, and each one can step into the spirit of faith as we dig into the word of God in this prosperity revival. Thank you for giving us an understanding tonight that enables us to walk in it, on it, as ours. We thank you for it. We pray for all the men and women over the United States, of all countries that have touched tonight. We pray for the presidential war they're going through now, that it come out in your plan and your will and fulfill your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to share a prophetic moment with you back in October 7, 1994. I was prophesied to by a man, a pastor, and his wife. He said a few words, and then she spoke in tongue, and he interpreted. Now, that's the same timing, the same here that I got money coming. Now, when I first got money coming, and I believe this is happening in the body of Christ today, when I first received money coming, I didn't know what it was. Okay, I didn't know the magnitude. I didn't know that it was prophetical. I didn't know that it was for the whole body of Christ. And I'm going to make a note to you now. There's a way, you know, you say money comes to the body of Christ. In making that statement, that neutralized it a whole lot, because it's not personalized to you, and men in the body of Christ don't take the time out to find out what it is, and so they'll never receive it.
Yes.
Now, when I said money comes to you, I'm prophesying over you.
Yes, sir.
But when you say money comes to me, you're taking ownership.
Yes, sir.
You see the three now. You understand the three. Yeah, money coming to the body of Christ. It is for the body of Christ. But most of the body of Christ will never see it.
Yes, sir.
Because they don't know the propheticness of it. They don't know that God's word can't return to him void.
Right.
If somebody take a hold of it, they got it.
Got it, sir.
So I want you to see that now. You know, I say money comes to you. Well, I'm prophesying over you, but it can not be effective if you don't recognize it personally yourself. So the best way to say it is, and continue saying it until it get in your gene of your spirit, money cometh unto me. Now you saying that personally, you're not saying for the person next to you. And see, when the reality, oh my God, It there's a rim of money that has not been touched. You heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
There's a rim of money that has not been touched, and the body of Christ, you designed to touch it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the world touching it. Through deals and through investment. There's no investment greater than money coming.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Papa.
Because the provider, Psalm 24:1, the provider of money cometh, owns everything.
Everything. Yes, sir.
Wow. It's no reason for a person to stay broke. It's no reason for a person to live from paycheck to paycheck. Right. It's no reason for a person to have a desire and can't receive it. There's no reason. And so, you know, I've been teaching this as Montreal stirred me up this morning. I got a few notes from him this morning. I got to really help you through the Holy Ghost see how powerful our Father has spoken to the body of Christ.
Yes.
He spoke for all these pandemics that are going to be coming and different things. That people who got the revelation of money coming, they're going to go up when everything else is going down.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me give you this prophecy, because there's a few other things I had to explain before I begin to minister tonight. I'm going to minister unlimited money coming to me now. I'm making it personal. The message tonight is unlimited money cometh to me now. You can't say it every now and then.
Right.
You got to become real to you. You got to release your faith, all right?
Yes,
and know it's prophetic and from God. Matter of fact, let's put this down. Know it. You got to make it personal. Number two, it's prophetical. Number three, it is powerful. Number four, it is provisional. Number five, it is paid for. And number six, it is profit. P-R-O-F-I-T.
Yes, sir.
Profitable.
Yes, sir.
I use that word. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, so I may come back to them, but I won't read this to you. I was in Nashville, Tennessee. I was doing a lot of traveling then. And I wasn't at that time preaching money coming because I had it, received it, but I didn't know what it was. You know, it's hard on a Baptist boy preacher to come to the church and say money coming.
Yes, sir.
Catholic boy too. Pentecostal too, to say money coming. You know, we talk about finances and stuff. We don't want to say money.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's what the pastor said, and I want you to get it clear tonight, because I'm going to explain how people try to turn it another way. I want to explain that. Because the enemy did not want it to have the impact that the Father wanted to have on his children.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, sir.
The pastor said, I feel like God would like us to minister to you. He's talking about him and his wife. Sometimes he shows me or gives me a word in English. I don't know what it would mean to you, but I will speak it out. Now, remember, I don't know what money coming. I don't know what money I got it, but I don't really know what it is. Actually, it was two words. Now, this prophecy related to money coming. This pastor don't know. Hell, he know God is finna bless me. In hearing my son minister this morning, I need to tell y'all some more. I need to get y'all to understand it more clearly.
Yes, sir.
This prophecy that I'm about to read was not just for me.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir.
It's for anyone who take money coming personally.
Yes, sir.
Now, the rest of it, I mean, now when you listen to the rest of this prophecy, man, you everybody listening to me now is going to get on the ball.
Yes, sir.
All right. So he said, I don't know what it means to you, but I'll speak it out. Two words. Actually, it was two words. The first one was accommodation and then consolidation. Accommodation and consolidation. Those words belong to you.
Yes.
Because when the money starts coming, you're going to have the right accommodation and you're going to consolidate your bills. You'll pay them off. That's the kind of consolidation I'm talking about. Yes. Talk to me, somebody. Huh? That's the kind of, say that. That's the kind of consolidation I'm talking about. I'm not talking about putting all your bills together and get a lower note.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
Who hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
See, the anointing here for that. Now, the anointing here, I know what consolidate means, but I'm talking about putting them all in one pot and pay them off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Time will come.
Yes.
If you get a right revelation or understanding that money cometh is personally for you.
Yes, sir.
If your neighbor don't want it, that's all right. Let them watch you.
Yes, sir.
All right. So accommodation, this money cometh should bring you into a particular accommodation.
Yes, sir.
It should bring you into a place of consolidation.
Yes, sir.
You got it? Then his wife spoke in tongue. Many things are about to happen quickly. Mm-hmm. Hey!
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm going to drill it tonight.
Yes, sir.
How many online? I'm about to drill this thing.
Yes, sir.
Many things I'm prophesying, this prophecy that was prophesied over me, over you, because it comes with what I'm going to teach tonight. Many things are about to happen quickly.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Not normally. Quickly.
Quickly.
Find it? Got it?
Got it.
With me? All right, now. Coming to pass, shade, coming to pass very quickly in your ministry and in your life.
Yes, sir.
Boy, ministers ought to hear, man.
Yes, sir.
Preachers.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know, in your ministry and your life.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Man, this is powerful. And he says, quickly going to happen. And he says, now, here's what I want you to hear. And I want you to receive this ministry from me. How you can watch over money comers in your life. There's three words I want to give you now. Connecting.
Yeah.
Respecting. And expecting.
Yes, sir.
Don't expect nothing if you don't connect.
Yes, sir.
Don't expect nothing if you don't respect.
Yes, sir. More apostle.
The words.
Yes, sir.
And the carrier.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, sir. Right.
That's what he spoke to me.
Yes, sir.
She's connecting. It's funny, on the board, he got live connection.
Yes, sir.
1,090, live connection. Yes. Connection, that's what we're talking about. Connection. Connect, respect, and expect.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
The expectation out there, but the connection and the respect is not there.
Uh-huh. Come on, sir.
And it won't work. See, you can't steal money coming.
Right, that's right. Right.
No, he ain't say steal money coming. He said money coming.
Money coming.
But you can't steal it because it's in the spirit realm. Did you steal salvation?
No, sir.
Well, money coming and your salvation came out the same mouth.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
See, now, watch this. Because there are people who aim to rob you of the revelation, to rob you of your expectation, to rob you of your connection.
Yes, sir.
Coming to pass quicker in your ministry and your life, and you're not here what money come in, and it's going to take wisdom, much wisdom, to sort it out and to cause it to flow the way I want it to flow. I'm talking to you now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Going to take wisdom.
Take wisdom.
Because time is short, and it will not be many years that these things will be done, but it will quickly, it will be done in your ministry and in your life. Now, I want you to listen now. Listen. This may have happened to you, but I'm prophesying over you because this prophecy here was for the whole spectrum of money coming. Then I'm going to preach to you tonight a special text. Here's what she says. So listen unto my spirit. See, money coming cannot function without listening to his spirit. Money coming is not a principle. It's not, you know, it's not some, you know, something just putting together. It's prophetical. In other words, it's God prophesying over your finances.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Listen to my spirit. Follow my spirit closely. Now watch what he said he's going to do. For I will give you, watch now, three times. Blessing, blessing, blessing.
Hallelujah.
Who like that?
Yes, sir.
Blessing,
yes.
Blessing, blessing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Blessing,
blessing. Now here's what I'm going to explain some things to you, what happened. And the enemy would come in to try to tear it apart. Mm-hmm. To try to direct it another way. But don't allow it to be directed another way, but be directed by my spirit.
Yes, sir.
Here's what happened. I'm sitting at a table with prophets and apostles and pastors, a long table in a certain man's house. One man, we were talking conversation. One man says, Brother Hagin, that's my dad, see? He was living there. Brother Hagin said, more money coming. I said, shut up. I mean, I'm among strangers, but I said, just shut up. Just shut up. I said, you can't steal this, brother.
Yes, sir.
You can't add a word to it and say, Brother Hagin, brought it out. The prophecy came through me.
Yes, sir.
I said, now, more money can't be added to money come until I add it.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Boy, they got quiet at that table.
Yes, sir.
And the horse prophet was at his house. And he said, yeah, man, they stole a lot of stuff from me with stuff like that. He was honest. I know his brothers got mad, but he said, man, that's the way they stole a lot of stuff from me. But see, I was bold enough because I knew what was trying to happen. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen. Another way, money coming came out. Junior and Ron them know something about this. They start singing songs about money coming. And the Lord told me, he said, mm-mm. So I would go to a church and they start singing it, and I wouldn't release my spirit. I let them sing it, but I just shut down on them. And it finally died out.
Yes, sir.
But that was a way to neutralize it to a song, still being a prophesied,
yes,
prophetical. You see it? And so that's why it has not lost no anointing, because the Holy Spirit been protecting it.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
So the two ways, they want to change money coming to something else, put another word in it so they can take it out of the place where God wanted to be, and they want to sing songs, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got to give you a little more. I'll try to turn it another way. And I have caused these things that look like they could never be to come to pass, and you will be able to do everything I call you to do, saith the Lord. And then just the last part here. Now I call you to a body of believers, but I also call you to my larger body, but there will not be conflicting calls. I will bring them together so that you will be able to accomplish. You will be able to consolidate things in such a way that you will be able to do both in harmony. And great blessing, says the Lord. Now, what I'm saying, thus, whatever I say tonight through this prophecy, that's God prophesying over you.
Yes, sir.
And you learn now that it's personal.
Yes, sir.
It's not a group. I mean, we say, money coming to me now. That's you saying that.
Yes, sir.
You saying, as my trust said, you identify.
Yes, sir.
That I receive alive words from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to worry about money no more.
Yes, sir.
The money issue is over. Because it's so powerful, so strong. So that's why he set it up as an example in my life. Mm-hmm. You see, my trailer was talking about catching water in the bucket when the house was leaking and all that kind of stuff. That's true. Putting newspaper in the wall so the wind won't blow. You're hot at the back and cold in the front. Then you turn around the front. You're hot in the front and cold in the back trying to stand by old wood heater. Like you said, it didn't happen overnight.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to see something else. Now, go to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. I told you we're going to talk tonight about unlimited money coming to me now.
Yes, sir.
Say that with me. Unlimited money coming to me now. Now, I got to go back over. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Now, listen, you're in a new position tonight.
Yes, sir.
You see? Let me explain something else to you that I learned on the journey. And it took me quite some time. I was in Baltimore and I was in a suite and way up in there, and I was looking out a big window over the city, and the Lord said, I didn't only call you to be an apostle, I called you to be a prophet. I said, what? You know, because I didn't know what an apostle was, and I didn't know what a prophet was to a certain extent. But it's prophetical, you find out now. Is God prophesying over you, and he have given you words that you can prophesize over yourself.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to be with you. These words cannot be non-prophetical.
That's right.
Because they're here to stay.
Yes, sir.
They never have lost none of its power in 27 years. It never faded. We can stand here tonight and may do it before we leave and pull three times.
Yes, sir.
Something happened the atmosphere.
Yes,
every time. Something. Yes, it's coming on me now. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
something happened out of the ordinary.
That's right.
So at time I've said to you, I'm not a prosperity teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a carrier.
Yes,
yes sir.
I carry prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Because I was called by God to do it.
Yes, sir.
Just in my present, money started moving.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Now, here's the difficulty that people have. They don't understand, I'm about to read it now in Genesis 12, they don't understand that sowing, a prophetic sowing, oh my goodness, a prophetic sowing, oh Leroy, you heard that? I never heard it before. A prophetic sowing, look on the altar.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't in the body of Christ. It wasn't nowhere in the world.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't in Japan. I know Japan listed. It wasn't in Germany.
Yes, sir.
They didn't see this until Money Coming came.
Right. Yeah. Right.
All the large ministries all over the world, nobody never went to no altar with no money.
Right.
So the sowing is prophetic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the receiving is prophetic.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, in the first rim, money just can't come.
Mm-hmm.
You got to activate it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, come on.
So he gave you a prophetic sowing
to
activate prophetic money.
Yes, yes, sir.
That pay all your bills off.
Yes, sir.
And give you your heart desire.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
So every time you sow at the altar, you prophesying.
Yes, sir.
What you prophesying? Money coming to me now.
Yeah.
The two go together.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes.
I know one time they start throwing money. I said, no, don't be throwing that money up here. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Go sit down.
Uh-huh.
You got to put that money in the altar reverently.
That's
yes,
right.
What?
Come on.
So I want to read this to you in Genesis chapter 12, because I'm going to read it out of the NIV Bible, because we have not recognized. I know money coming is Abrahamic.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I never said that before. It has the Abraham covenant anointed on it.
Yes, sir.
No, y'all didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see. God Almighty. Look at the first verse. The Lord had said to Abram, get from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Now, that's the word I want you to get. You. It's personal.
Yeah.
It's personal. And then I trust the Holy Ghost to hit this place.
Yes.
And hit Japan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And hit Germany.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the Holy Ghost can be in both places at one time.
Yes, sir.
Hit New York.
Yeah.
While they're listening.
Yes, sir.
In their house or wherever they are.
Yeah.
See, watch this. You, I will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Who you talking about?
Me.
Yeah, I will show you. The Lord said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Now, this gonna hurt. There's no route to money coming without me.
Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Come on,
Apostle.
Come on,
son. True.
Come on.
You can't pull without connecting.
That's correct.
Right.
And you can't connect by saying, Apostle, I really love you.
Right.
That didn't do it. That didn't do it. Apostle, you're really blessing me. Man, you're blessing me. Didn't do it.
Nope.
See, it's prophetical.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But it's twofold.
Mm-hmm. Twofold.
Prophetical sowing.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Somebody holler out loud.
Hey!
And prophetical receiving.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Why you don't hear imposters trying to pick this up?
Uh-huh.
It's dysfunctional without the anointing. You can say the word, but if you don't have the anointing, you're not connected, you ain't got a business saying it.
Right.
That's right.
God got a guideline on this thing, man.
Yes, sir.
He told me, the land I will show you.
Yes, sir.
I will make you into a great nation. You're talking to Abraham, right?
Yes, sir.
And I will bless you. And I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. Oh, my goodness. And you will be a blessing. You will be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
See, God chooses in our election right now. They don't know God chooses who he wants.
Yes.
They're all upset and trying to fight and all that. But
Right.
Yes, sir.
God, man, God works sometime in mysterious ways.
Yes, sir.
See, and you got to be ready. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to jump in the mystery.
Yes, sir.
I can't explain it, but I got a witness in my spirit. This is the way. So jump in the mystery. See, man. Stop making so many choices and make a decision.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, choices when people handling you, when group handling you. But when somebody can hear from God and you know you're hearing from God, you make a decision.
Make a decision.
900 going the other way. Yeah. The Lord told you go this way, right?
That's
right. See y'all.
Yes, sir.
See, and most Christians not like that because we run in groups.
Come on, sir.
See. This is personal. Money comes, it's personal. It's a personal prophecy over me. When you understand that, when you say it, it begin to become effective in your life.
Yes, sir.
All right, remember, finish reading this. Verse 3 now. See, the body of Christ don't want to hear this, but y'all going to hear it tonight.
Praise God.
Come on.
He's talking to you. Y'all going to hear it. You're going to hear it tonight. You might not be here tomorrow night, but you're going to hear it tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well, you better turn that thing off because I'm about to say something. In verse 3 of the NIV Bible,
yes.
I will bless those who
bless.
Come on.
Yes.
You.
Come on. Yes, sir.
That's five.
Come on. Yes, sir.
And listen. I'm not preaching this. You know, I don't do no offering pulling. I don't even do my product. I'm glad Junior bring it to you because God told me I'm too modest about that. I need to let people know they need to read these books.
Yes, sir.
My son is picking up on his own and start doing it. I need to let them know what's available to them so they can, because the books changed my life, reading behind different, Brian Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland, and reading Fred Price, it changed my life.
Yes, sir.
Good revelation, good information.
Yes, sir.
All right. He says, I will bless those who bless you. And whosoever curses you,
wow.
I will curse.
Yeah. Wow.
And all people on the earth.
Uh-huh. Come on,
Pastor. Montreal stood up this morning, man. we'll be blessed through you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you see, you can get modest here, but I'm not getting modest because that's the way the Lord works.
Yes, sir.
That's the way the Lord works.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there, and you know, I thought the church about 2,000 people want me to come past them, and I went preach, you know, trial, and I'm in here in Darrow, got 20, 30 something members there, you know, and most of them children, and the Lord said, I'm going to do it here in Darrow. I said, what? He works.
Yes, sir.
In mysterious ways sometimes. You got to have faith to follow him. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, let's go. I haven't read this in NIV, but let's go to Galatians chapter 3, and I'll start giving some point in a few moments. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. These two go together. Christ solidified my connection with the Abrahamic covenant.
Yes, sir.
It took blood.
Yes, sir.
It took dying.
Yes, sir.
That I could step in now,
yeah,
and walk in that Abraham blessing. Powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I you teaching and It's about a half hour teaching the glory of fall.
Yes, sir.
And I've had two tastes of it already. See, you start out in faith, you operate in the anointing. You don't rush it. And then you go to I see I'm an old Baptist boy. You go to feeling goosebumps. Right now, all over my body. My body's like a sponge right now. I really want to cry.
Yes, sir.
Because I sense his presence. And I believe somebody getting it tonight.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? I want some substance.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
We have too much substitute for substance. We need to have some substance. We need to have some manifestation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's what the Lord is aiming at tonight, that you can have a personal handle on money coming. Because money coming is not for Leroy. Money coming is for whoever receive it in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
But it's going to have to be personal, because people cannot handle the word money coming. They're not in the church.
No.
Why God didn't put that in the song for Beyonce? If she get it now, she got it from me,
yes,
and it ain't gonna work because they gotta be on this side of the journey.
Right.
Even though she got a lot of money.
Apostle.
That's right.
See, I'm not against her. I ain't got nothing to do with her. But I'm just telling you, God gave it to the church. He gave money coming.
Yes, sir.
And he couldn't give it to a proud person.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on.
Because all they're gonna do when they get on my level, start acting a jack.
Yes, sir.
You can't talk to them, and every time they want you to pay for something. Yeah, you be charging to come into church. Y'all ain't paid? Can y'all come up here tonight? $785.40. $785.40 y'all should have paid for your cotton here tonight. See, that's what they would do, you see.
Yes, sir.
They go to selling it.
Yeah, yeah.
I travel all over the world giving my life away and giving it away.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
And somebody criticize. I love them.
Yes, sir.
I love them.
Yes, sir.
You just don't, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. If you walk up and don't know my name, how can I get angry with you? You can't call my name. You don't even know who I am. Right. So in the spirit world, it's the same way.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
More possible.
You got to make space for people's ignorance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And try to help them if you can.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, I said, you got to make space. The Holy Ghost hit me when you got to make space for people ignorant. I felt the Holy Ghost when I said that. The Lord been wanting to say that.
Yeah.
Love them anyway.
Love
them anyway.
Ooh, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. 3:13. You got a word here always, and it's fit for this message. Unlimited money comes to me now. If you have faith for it.
Yes, sir.
Just because it's a prophecy doesn't mean you don't have to use your faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See? And if you think it's a fake, you see, you're not going to have no faith. If you think it's fake, you think it's a man trying to get some money out your pocket. It's like God trying to get something from you. What God needs from you? Huh? You think God have a need from you? Just needs you to shut up and listen to him and do what he tell you to do so he can bless you. That's all God need. That's all Leroy need too. Just shut up. Stop thinking this. I'm not talking. It's not fake.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it's not facts.
Yeah.
It's truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It must happen if you connect properly.
Must happen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care if all your family stayed in debt all their life.
Yes.
You cannot stay in debt with money coming.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You cannot stay broke.
That's right.
With money coming. Hallelujah.
That's right.
The revelation has money life in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. The life of money is in money coming.
Yeah.
All money.
No, it has to respect.
Yes, sir.
A money coming walker.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
a person walking with the revelation of money coming. Money knows. Money go to trembling. Money says, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Something money says, I got to get to him some kind of way.
Yeah.
Nobody else in the world got this revelation.
Amen.
Nobody.
Japanese, white, black, Indian, or Puerto Rican. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because I need to show you how special and the longevity of it.
Yes.
It's going to be here until we leave.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
And so you can take it lightly and you can say it and you can get a little thrill, but you got to recognize you become God talking when you say it. Ah!
Yeah.
You heard what I said?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You can be God talking to your money. When you say it's God, you become God talking to your money. What?
Yes.
Do money have to move when God talks?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's good.
Money coming is God talking through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
It breaks the devil hold.
Yes.
On your finances.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Because the devil can't hold nothing God said. It released Isaiah 55:11.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't return to your void. It released Joshua 1:8.
Yes.
You make your way prosperous.
Yeah.
All of that's on money coming.
Yes, sir.
They were in debt, distress, and what else was there? Three things.
Discontent.
Discontentment. That's the first text I use.
1 Samuel 22,
verse 1, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
Turn to that text. I'm right in the middle of a text. Because we've got to cancel some debt up here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God, listen to me very carefully now. God, with the revelation you're getting tonight, God is about to talk to your debt through you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
More possible.
God is about to bring your vision.
Yeah.
Your dream.
Yeah.
Your ministry.
Yes,
your family.
Yes, sir.
To the place they need to be.
Yes, sir.
Through you.
Through me. Yes, sir.
Money comes to me now.
Money comes to me now.
You just spoke to it as a God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know they're going to holler. I know they're going to holler. I know. I don't care what they holler. Their hollering never stopped me. I'm bragging on God, not Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But you got to know it personally. It's not a group thing. You got to know it got so many fad out there. It got so many saying and God come up with so many ideals. This is not an ideal. This is not a fad. This is not a fact. This come from God. It's a lie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Come on, Paul.
Come on.
It had not been as effective. And I did not tell I'm going to have to start drilling this thing more about money coming.
Yeah.
I see that it came back on me this morning.
Yeah.
The Lord says, I teach a lot of stuff. I do a lot of studying. But I'm going to have to drill it. I'm drilling it tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to drill it because you got to get in you. You got to really get in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, now I never heard that if you catch a hold of it, that you become a god over your money. You see, to him who the word of God come, have not I called him God?
Yeah.
That's scripture.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. It's not a saying. It's not a, for all of us, how many online again? All of us are shouting, jump around. It's power.
Yes, sir.
It's alive. It's living.
Yes, sir.
It has to be respected.
Yes, sir.
When you say it, I don't care how much beer you, how many beer, how much, I don't care how big is what you want.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'll give you what you want. Delight yourself in the Lord.
Yeah.
I'll give you what you want.
Yes.
I'm, matter of fact, tonight I'm going to fulfill your voice and your vision. Your voice and your vision.
Yes, sir.
Now, get a bigger vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a bigger vision. Tonight I'm here to produce a bigger vision in you.
Yes, sir.
A bigger vision in your ministry. A bigger vision in your family. A bigger vision in you personally.
Yes,
the only thing that's holding you back is money.
Yes, sir.
Tonight you come to know personally.
Yes, sir.
The money coming is given to me from God.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
Yep.
Debt. Mm-hmm. What is debt? What else?
Distress.
And Lord, have mercy. Three bastards. Three demons.
Yes, sir.
Get up out of here.
Get up out of here.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And by the power of the blood, get off every person's life. Debt, distress. Ooh, Jesus, that's just hard to say. Death. Death, that's death. That's death. Really, what's death? Your finance. Somebody, I'm talking about somebody's finance is dead.
Yes.
Just keep smiling. You're at your house. Nobody can see you. But somebody finance dead, but the Lord had you connect here tonight in His prosperity revival. Your finances is about to come off the hook.
Yeah.
I sense it. I sense it. The Spirit of God is falling on people right now that have been saying this, but now it's not money coming to the body of Christ. You know, when I prophesy money coming to you, I'm prophesying over you.
Yes, sir.
But when you say money comes to me now, with the understanding that you're not saying words that came from a man.
Come on, Apostle.
That's right.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes.
Come on, Apostle.
You're saying words that came from
God.
Yes,
sir.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Yeah. That's 1 Samuel 22, verse 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a revelation there I taught early in Money Comings. I had to go back. I had my secretary get some Money Comings teaching. There's a revelation I taught in that. He said, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brother and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to what? Thither to what?
Him.
To him, right?
Him.
David must have had some type of anointing on him.
Yes, sir.
All right, look at them. You're going to see it. Watch. Next verse. And everyone that was in distress.
Everyone.
Anybody here under the sound of my voice tonight is operating in financial distress. I'm so glad you're here because we're about to take it off of you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And everyone that was in debt, we're about to cancel debt.
Yes.
And everyone that was discontented, you're not satisfied with your money, you're not satisfied with your check account, you're not satisfied with your salary, you're not satisfied with the money you got. Everyone deal with that tonight.
Yes, sir.
Everyone.
Now, look what they did. Look what they did.
Come on.
Abraham.
Yes, sir.
We're back in Genesis 12.
Yes, sir.
Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Gathered themselves unto him.
Him. Yes, sir.
And he became a captain over them.
Come on, Apostle.
Now, it should have been 40,000. But the rest of them wouldn't come.
That's right.
Because I know they had at least 40,000 out there in debt and distress and discontentment.
Yeah.
I'm just using a hypothetical number, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? It should have 15, 20,000 people on that line tonight.
Yes, sir.
They ought to jam, should jam it up and they had to get another line to go with it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Freedom.
Yes.
They gathered around him. Now Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. See, it's curse. You curse when you don't have enough money.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Your family curse.
Yep.
That's how we got all our wives working. We got them working because we're so damn broke.
Come on, Apostle. Come on, Apostle.
That's damnable, isn't it?
Yep.
I better close. Sit down. I want to read three scriptures to you. There's some notes from as we talk about unlimited money. Unlimited money takes you into an abundant life. The church knows very little about abundant life. They know about praying, saying, as my son told me this morning, putting signs on the wall, you know, and waiting 90 years, and it can't be enjoyed when they get it, it's too late.
Yes, sir.
So let's look at three scriptures. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20, 2 Chronicles 20:20. All of them dealing with abundance. John 10:10 is the declaration of abundance. Write it down, the declaration of abundance. Christ declared abundance. Ephesians 3:20 is the prayer of abundance, that the love of God get in your heart in such a way that you understand how much God loves you, and abundance is no problem.
Yes, sir.
And then 2 Chronicles 20:20 is a performance of abundance, because they had a lot of things coming against them, Jehoshaphat, but he got a prophetical word.
Yes.
And they made preparation, and they went in praise, and they believed in their God, but they also believed in his prophet.
Yes, sir.
And it come to a point after that, the enemy was taken over by God, and when they went together, the substance, they had dead bodies, but they had a lot of other stuff, wealthy stuff. They took them 3 days.
Yes.
It was so much stuff they couldn't carry it away.
Yes, sir.
In abundance. Okay. John 10:10. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, no. Oh, yeah, I got it, Lord. I got it. I've been wanting to find this together. Go back to Galatians 3. There's a word there. M-I-G-H-T.
Yes. Might. Yes, sir.
Might. And what I was explaining in the beginning of this message, how you to take a hold of money comes personally and get out the might zone.
Yes, sir.
See? Let it become a reality to you. Let it become, it didn't come from a man. All right? You understand that? Yeah, a man can't come up with a word to stay alive this long.
Yeah.
You know, you come up with a new album, they'll buy a few, two, three years. Now that, it ain't buying no more. A book, and you gotta get it hot while it's on. There's no such thing with money coming.
Yes, sir.
Because he told me himself, it's here till I come.
Yes, sir.
See? My trailer was telling about all the faithful years that I was just following God and seeking God. I ain't had no money coming.
Yes, sir.
I'm still doing the same thing I was doing. Now I got money, I'm still doing the same thing.
Right.
Because it's not the money, it's God. I'm after God.
Yes,
but God wants his people. He said, I can trust you with it.
Yes, sir.
So he gave it to me, and that's why. It's so did you get something different out of it tonight? He explained it.
Yes, sir.
I say some things tonight I never heard before.
Yeah.
Y'all still thinking about damn. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the revelation that I've been giving y'all. Y'all get stuck on the wrong thing. What you get stuck on money coming?
Yes, sir. More possible.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
just you get stuck on that. I'm just trying to tell you how awkward it is when I say about hell and stuff like that. I'm trying to tell you, you need to get away from that.
Yes, sir.
God wants you to have it. Yes. I want to point out in Galatians 3:13-14 and John 10:10 has a word in it that we must eradicate tonight. In Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. All right. And you know, that's put down 2 Corinthians 8:9. For it's written, curse everyone hang and see what he hung on a tree for. For you to be saved and rich.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
God don't want everybody rich. Stop, stupid. Get out the meeting.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Stop hanging your stupidity on the line.
Yeah.
Where everybody can see. People walking in the spirit, they know God want them blessed.
Yes, sir.
They might not know how to get there right now, but they know God want them blessed.
Yes, sir.
God want me blessed.
God will be blessed.
And I'm going to let him do it.
And I'm going to let him do it.
Bless me, Lord.
Yeah, that's right. I receive it. Now, listen, verse 14. Can we go on to something I want to show you in John 10:10? Verse 14. Mm-hmm. I'm preaching it in Galatians 3:14. I'm showing you something in John 10:10.
Yes, sir.
That's the blessing of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the blessing of Abraham? What he told Abraham? I'm going to bless you.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And Genesis 13:2 shows how he blessed him.
Yes.
With silver and gold.
Yes, sir.
And then the Bible says he was very,
very
rich. Say very rich.
Very rich.
Say very rich.
Very rich.
Say very rich come to my house tonight.
Very rich come to my house tonight.
See, to operate in the spirit, there's a certain amount of stupidity that got to come into you. Ignoring the flesh and ignoring the status quo. Just say and do what the Lord tells you to do.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you can't function in the spirit, stand so dignified. Mm-hmm. You hinder the spirit. The spirit want to move, but you aristocratic broke. See? Anytime a man preach it and tell you how incapable, inadequate, he is to be what he is.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
A man can stand up and say, no man made me rich.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
yep,
yep. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
There's certain seeds I've over the years turned down. Seed coming.
Yeah.
I got a weird feeling about it. Mm-hmm. I went in a pile one time. Man put $100, I had to find that, the Holy Ghost. Showed me how to find. He had a bunch of hundred up there, but I found his.
Yes,
I said, come here. Not right now.
Yeah.
I've done that more than one time.
Yes, sir.
Now, money monger ain't going to turn $100 down. He going to say, that's all right, Lord, I'll pray over it. That's it. All right, let me close. That the blessing of Abraham might, underline that word, might. Come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might twice receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Might. Now you go to John 10:10 now. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. See the word might?
Yes, sir.
The word might, if you would listen to me tonight, the word might is dismissed.
Yeah.
Out of your life. And no such thing that I might get out of debt.
Just missed out of my life.
And no such thing that I might not be, my vision and my voice and my vision and my ministry are going to be there. And no might, it's so.
It is so.
Because I know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
God has spoken to me prophetically.
Yes, sir.
And now, every time I say money comes unto me now, I'm prophesying myself.
Yes, sir. I'm prophesying myself.
Yeah, you see, because I'm connected.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm respected.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting.
Yes, sir.
Every time I say money coming, I get pregnant with money.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God go to working on somebody
to
get some money to me right quick. This is not a scheme.
No.
This is a dream.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That have come to the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And these religious people who will hold it down, don't ride on the same bus with them. You're going to stay broke.
Yes, sir.
My God. Bless. And bless. Give me a handkerchief, son. And bless. I'm going to close. They have one that bought. And bless. I didn't get four tonight. And bless. Mm-hmm. Now you leave it. You're leaving you in a different position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even though money cometh, been released 27 years, but tonight the things we talked about going to change everything.
Yes, sir. Everything.
Matter of fact, stand up. We're going to pull tonight.
Yes, sir.
We got to pull tonight. All over the world, y'all stand up. Japan, Germany, Nigeria, Africa. All the states, stand up, stand up.
Stand up.
You're in your house, stand up. Now listen to what I taught you tonight. Now you about to pull and say, but it's you doing it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to do it with you. Mm-hmm. But you have to know it's personal. See, the body of Christ at large not going to get this.
Yes, sir.
They're too smart. Mm-hmm. They're too deep.
Yes, sir.
Ministers are too high. And they might have wanted to come in another package, but you got to take it like that, man.
Yep.
It's the way the Lord sent it.
Come on, sir.
Hmm? So everybody, that's 13,321. I want y'all to pull tonight now. And I want y'all to start sending the testimony because I believe, as a prophet of God,
Yes, sir.
Many things are going to start happening so fast in your life.
Yes, sir.
Because now money cometh don't belong to Leroy. I've heard the revelation. It belongs to me. I have to respect it, and I have to respect Leroy. Because I'm not a good talent, you should go down. I know this. People who turn, the money stop coming.
Yes, sir.
Every minister who get close to me, their ministry, people start sowing and don't want to stop.
Yes, sir.
Every minister. Mm-hmm. Every minister that connected to me, people sowing all the time. So that means it has freed the people up to get into money coming. And they'll teach them some of this stuff to hear this, see. So now, you ready to cancel your debt?
Yes, sir.
You ready for your vision? Your house to be paid for?
Yes, sir.
Your ministry to be paid for?
Yes, sir.
I don't owe no man anything?
Yes, sir.
Money coming is powerful enough for that. It's yours. I want you to take a handle on it tonight.
Yes, sir.
Things are going to break all over the world tonight. See, the thing's so powerful, man. See, I'm not talking about me. This thing is so powerful. God just stirred. God just stirred me up. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Because I know what's going to happen this time we pull.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
things going to happen all over the world.
Yes.
We're going to get letters.
Yeah.
Texts, emails, from all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Because now there's an understanding that I'm not just doing something. I'm doing something that was sent to me specially from God.
Yes, sir.
And I can own it. So I want you to own money coming when you pull tonight.
Yes, sir.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Money coming to me now. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yeah.
There's something about three times.
Yep.
Something break loose.
Yes.
You know what I saw just now? Huh? Angels are caught.
Yes, sir.
See, let them keep on. Let them go to that third time. See, because angels enforce what God said.
Yes, sir. True. Yes, sir.
You about to turn angels loose on your money.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Money coming to me now.
Yes.
Now, this third time, we're going to have to shout and dance a little bit after we do it. You know, that's the way, remember I used to do that?
Yep.
Yeah, we need to coming back to it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to come back tomorrow night and teach some more.
Yeah.
Friday night, teach some more. Because I'm seeing something.
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing we're in another phase.
Yes, sir.
See, my son pushed me in another phase. Isn't that something? My middle son, he preached this morning.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there listening. I got some notes I got to give you. Probably give it to you tomorrow night. I couldn't get it to tonight. But it pushed me into another phrase that the revelation of money coming never stopped. See? You about to pull now. You about to pull yourself out of debt.
Yes.
Glory to God.
You about to pull yourself out of all money regrets. Any regret, any deal you made, anything you dealt with. You in business, businessmen and business women. You about to pull your whole business out of debt.
Yes.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Money coming to me now. Shout about it. Shout out there. Shout out there. Shout.
Glory to God.
Shout, Shout. Y'all done dead. Everything paid for. Shout. Your ministry paid for. Your house paid for. Everything. Shout. The blessing of God is on me. Say it, the blessing of God is all over me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Turn around two or three times. You're going in a different direction. Hey, y'all better dance in your house. We're dancing here. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Every time I turn around, another blessing. Every time I turn around, another blessing. There's another one. Every time I turn around, another blessing. I know where I'm going. Hallelujah. I'm in a blessing zone. I'm walking in a blessing zone. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. I'm blessed at my house. I'm blessed at your house. Glory to God, I'm blessed. Everywhere I go. Everything I do. Everything I say, every time I dance, every time I shout, I'm blessing this floor. Woo! I heard these words. You might want to write them. You're trying to dance. But you have derailed the enemy off of your finances.
Yes! Hallelujah.
He will never get a grip on your finances anymore because you have derailed him permanently.
Yes, sir.
As long as you keep with the prophetical word, money coming personally to you. And don't look at my infirmities. See it to me from God.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Every time I turn around.
Yes. Every time.
Blessing hit me in my face. Then there's somebody been disgraced in your financial agendas. The Spirit of the Lord speak to you. Don't be condemned. Take a hold of what you heard tonight.
Yeah.
Go for it. That condemnation and that mistake you made will be washed out by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
So rejoice. Don't care what condition you're in. Just keep rejoicing. And you cannot share this with everybody. Because this, you're in an anointed zone.
Yeah.
And that zone is too strong for religion. So if you try to tell people what happened to you, they're not going to understand what happened to you. So for a while, you're going to have to keep it to yourself. I tell you, seeing it sometimes is better than telling it. So if you stick with it, and they begin to say, then they're going to ask you some questions, then you can tell them.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm true.
Glory to God. Let's
scream one more time. Jesus Christ. I'm trying, son. I'm trying. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'll be happy if I got to be happy all by myself. Tell somebody that. I'll be happy if I got to be happy all by myself. You don't have to shout for me. I shout for myself. Free at last.
Free at last.
Hallelujah. Free at last. Good God of my free at last. Been tied up for many years. But good God Almighty, tonight I'm free at last.